The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Nun Aleph. On today's daf, the Gemara continues to discuss the halachis of a person who travels from place to place, and there are chilukei minhagim, or else lahalacha, they're noig differently in the place that he came from and the place that he arrived at, the place where he originally lived and the place which he moved to. Is he supposed to be noig like the anshei makim shayata misham, like the place which he came from originally, or is he supposed to be noyeg like the anshei makom shebolisham, like the hanhagos of the place where he now finds himself? The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Samaches discusses these halachas, and the maskana lahalacha is that it depends whether a person is daitei lachzer or ein daitei lachzer. If a person is ein daitei lachzer, he has made a permanent move from city to city, so then he takes on all the halachais, all the hanhagais, all the minhagim of the city that he moved into, bein l'kula bein l'chumra, whether they are more chumr than his previous minhagim, whether they are more kuladik than his previous minhagim. But in any event, once he has moved to the new location, the ein daitei lachzer, he does not plan on going back. He now becomes ka'anshei ha'mokeh ma'hu, and he takes on their halachis and their minhagim. However, if the person is daitei lachzer, he plans on going back to his original city, so then me'ikar hadin, his halacha still is the same as his previous city. And therefore, if he comes from a place where they were machmir to a place where they are mekel, he's bound lahalacha to the chumris of the previous place, because lahalacha, he is still a member of the place where he came from and he plans on returning to. However, the Mishnah told us on Daf Nun Amud Beis, va'al yishana odom mipnei ha-machlokes. A person is not allowed to do different than the place that he arrived in order not to create a machlokes. And this basically means, first of all, that if he is going to go ahead and do any of his previous practices, he must do them bitzina. For example, if he comes from a place which was mekel, they did not eat a certain thing, and he comes now to a place where they are machmir, he's daitei lachzer, so therefore lahalacha, he's still allowed to eat it. He has to eat it dafke betzina. He has to eat it only when no one else is watching, because of this iser of shelo yishana mipnei ha-machlokes. If they were machmir in the previous city, and in the city he comes to there, mekel, once again, he should be careful not to be machmir in a way which can cause a machlokes. However, what happens if he comes to a situation where if he is not mekel, like the city that he arrived in, there'll be a machlokes? It's impossible for him to go ahead and to hide his hanhaga of chumra. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that he is allowed to be mekel like the makim that he arrived in, because this inyan of shelo yishana odom nei ha-machlokes allows him to go ahead and to follow the psukim or the halachos of the place that he arrived in, even in a case of being mekel against his previous hanhaga, in order to avoid a machlokes with the anshei ha'ir. So again, if the person moves permanently, lahalacha, he gets the halachas of the new location where he is. If a person comes temporarily and he's daitei lachzer, me'ikar hadin, the halacha is he still has the halachas of the previous place. However, we are told shlo yishana bnei ha-machlokes. which means that if he is comes to a place where they were more machmir, to a place where they are more makel, he can only be makel bitzina, and we'll see more tomorrow, that doing malacha, Taisa says, is impossible to do bitzina. So therefore, that he would even bitzina, he would have to be machmir. So if a person goes from a place where they are makel to a place where they are machmir, he can only be makel bitzina, and certain issues which is impossible to do bitzina, even bitzina he cannot be makel. And if a person travels from a place where they are machmir to a place where they are makel, he should be machmir bitzina, but he is allowed to be makel if it comes to a point where that can cause a machlokes if he is not makel like them. I wanted to share with the Olam three tshuvas from Rav Meisher Feinstein Zatzal in the Gris Meisher, which have to do with minhagim and traveling from mokim lemokim. The Gris Meisher in Arachayim Chelik Aleph in Simon Kufnun Ches, he discusses what's the halacha if a man and a woman get married and they have two different sets of minhagim. The man has his minhagim and the woman has her minhagim. So Ramesha starts off that really the way things were set up probably in Europe, this shayla would not be such an negedik shayla. Why? Because every kehillah had its own minhagim, and anybody who moved permanently to that particular kehillah would automatically get all the minhagim of that kehillah. So therefore, the fact that the husband and wife had two different minhagim, there would be no shaila of the husband following the wife or the wife following the husband. What it would depend on is, where did they move, where did they settle? If they settled in the husband's city, then they would get the halachas, the minhagim of the husband's city. If they settle in the wife's city, then they would get the minhagim of the wife's city, no different than anybody else who moves from city to city. The shaila which Ramesha was asked is about a man and woman who both lived in New York City. New York City, in the words of Ramesha, is that there are shtei botei dinim be'irachas, that within one city there are two kehillas. Each kehillah has the right to go ahead and to follow its own minhagim, even though they are living side by side. The members of one kehillah follows its minhagim, bein lahakol bein lahachmer, and the members of the second kehillah follows its minhagim, bein lahakol bein lahachmer. That's the halacha of shtei bate dinim birachas, two kehillahs in the same city. The bir halacha discusses what's the definition of a kehillah, but I'll call panim. If you have two kehillahs in the same city, each one has the right to follow its minhagim bein lahakol bein lahachmer. The husband was from one kehillah, the wife was from the other kehillah. They get married, what do they do? Zok Ramesha, that the wife automatically joins her husband's kehillah, bein lahakol bein lahachmer. Ramesha explains that the inyan of nesuin b'chol mokim is that the woman leaves her reshus and enters the reshus of her husband. So, therefore, when a woman gets married, she is ki'ilu, joining the kehillah of the husband. She is entering the makim of the husband. She is joining the kehillah of the husband. Since she is joining the kehillah of the husband, so therefore she takes on all the minhagim of the husband, bein lahakol, bein lahachmer, because when a woman gets married, she is considered, lashon Ramesh is, l'chein b'nesu'in, ein l'cha hileches b'mokim l'mokim gadol mizu. That's considered to be hileches l'mokim l'mokim, and therefore she joins his kehillah. L'chair you see for Ramesh, two important yisaitis. The first yisoid would be that even if the husband were to give her a shus to go ahead and not do like his minhagim, l'chayra she would still be bound to her husband's minhagim. Because Ramesha understands that the reason why a wife takes on her husband's minhagim is not because of the inyan of mishubedes labayla, that she is mishubet to her husband. Dayan Weiss, in the tshuva in Minchas Yitzchak, primarily he agrees with Ramesha that a woman who gets married is joining her husband's kehillah. But there are certain cases where Dayan Weiss does not, has a situation where the woman has not yet joined the husband's kehillah. And in such a situation, Dayan Weiss says, that it would be totally whether the husband is makbid or not. However, according to Ramesha, who Ramesha understands that the reason why a woman follows her husband Hagim is because she joined his kehillah, it would follow that the husband cannot be meichel, that she should follow her previous menhagim. Since she has become a member of this kehillah, she is bound by the halachas of this kehillah, bein lahakal, bein lahachmir. It would also seem from Ramesha that if a person lives in a city, for example New York, where there are two bote dinim bi'irachas, and he was always a member of one kehillah, he could theoretically join the other kehillah totally and completely and take on their minhagim bein lahakal, bein lahachmer. How exactly one changes kehillahs and joins kehillahs, Ramesha does not discuss, other than the woman getting married. But it would seem from his tshuva that there are, if there are two bote dinim bi'irachas, the members of this kehillah, who follow this bezin, follow the hanhagas of this kehillah, bein lahakal, bein lahachmer, and the members of the other kehillah follow their minhagim, bein lahakal, bein lahachmer, and if a person would, so to say, switch kehillahs, he would become chassidish. He would become no longer chassidish. In such a way, he would be able to follow the new minhagim, bein lahakal, bein lahachmer, if he joins halachically the other kehillah. In Igros Meisha, or Chaim Chelik Beis, Shuva Chav Gimel, Ramesha discusses what happens if a person finds himself in a shul which has a different nusach tefillah than he usually davens. A person usually davens Ashkenaz, he finds himself in a shul which is davening Sfard, or vice versa, someone usually davens Sfard finds himself in a shul which is davening nusach Ashkenaz. So the first thing Ramesha says is that anything which a yochid does not say, for example, Kedusha, so that is Pasha to Ramesha, that he has to say like the Nusach of the Kehillah. It's a Tzibur Shazach, and since it's a Tzibur Zach, so therefore he has to go ahead and follow the Tzibur in the way they are saying Kedusha, and because that's a Davar Shel Tzibur, and he has to follow the Tzibur. The question is, what happens about his silence from Esrei? So Ramesha says that what's the gate to the silence from Esrei? So since he is from the Mispalei Ashkenaz, let's say, and he finds himself in a place with a davening Nusach Sfarad, so his true Nusach is Ashkenaz. Shmoneh Esrei is Davin Betzina, and since Shmoneh Esrei is Davin Betzina, so therefore he says the Shmoneh Esrei that he is used to saying according to his personal Nusach, because again, even though he's in a Mokim, which has a different Minig, but Betzina, he follows his Minhagim. And since Shmoneh Esrei is recited silently, there's no Isser of Shinoi Bnei HaMachlokes. What Ramesha discusses is what happens in Sukkah V'Zimra and Birchas Kriya Shema. Those, a person can either say them quietly, he's allowed to say them out loud. Do we have to be Cheshish that because he, even if he were to try to say them quietly, but he might inadvertently start saying them out loud and make a sheet machloikas because he's doing different than Nusach HaTzibur? Or could we trust him to say that if he's going to say Pesuk V'Zimra quietly, Birchas Kriya Shema quietly in his Nusach, so then there's no problem because that is considered to be Bitzinah. Ramesha is mistapik whether the Nusach of Tefillah of Pesuk V'Zimra and Kriya Shema, where people sometimes forget themselves and start davening a little bit louder, is that similar to malacha that we learned earlier that Taisa says that malacha is never tzina, is always farhesya? Or do we say that, no, malacha has more of a chance of being known publicly, this one can be careful to daven quietly? He goes on to say that the Marashal says that even by malacha, one can be mekel b'tzina, even though we don't hold like that. And Ramesh's final psak is that if it's difficult, then one can do like they're used to doing, but make sure they do it quietly. However, if it's not difficult for him to change, then he should say like the Nusach HaTzibur. Again, another example, a person always davens Ashkenaz, he finds himself in a Sfarad shul. He has not changed Kehillas. He has not become a Nusach Sfarad member of the Nusach Sfarad Kehillah. Again, as we said before, if he were to become part of the Kehillah, that he would be allowed to change his Nusach. But the person has not joined that Kehillah. He finds himself there temporarily. The halacha is that he goes Me'ikar Adin with where he came from. But there's Isser Shinoi Vnei HaMachlekes. Therefore, the Kwaish Re'esrei Davins according to his Nusach. However, what's the Gaya to Psukim V'Zimra, one has to be careful from Shinoi Vnei HaMachlekes. Therefore, if it's difficult for him to switch, he should say it quietly, not to make a Shinoi Vnei HaMachlekes. If he could theoretically say the other Nusach, it's not difficult for him, then he should do like the Nusach of the Tzibur in order to prevent any Shinoi Mipnei HaMachlekes. It would follow from this that Lamoshal was negated to clapping Hashanu Magadnu. So over there, if one usually davens Nusach Sfarad, he should not clap Hashanu Magadnu in a Nusach Ashkenaz Shul. It would also follow that what's negated to putting one's head down for Tachnun on Monday and Thursday, where Nusach Sfarad puts their head down at the beginning, and Nusach Ashkenaz puts their head down at the end. So if one finds himself in the shul, which is not his Nusach, he would have to do the apayim with the tzibur, because that is a davashef shalfa hesya, where it would be also to be mishane mipnei amachlekes. The third tshuva of Ramesha is also in Arachayim Chelek Beis, and Ramesha over there is discussing what happens if one finds himself in a shul which says Hallel Pesach night, and his particular minig is not to say Hallel on Pesach night. Arachayim Beis Tshuva Tzadi Dalet. So again, Ramesha says that to walk out of shul would be usur because of Shinoi Mipnei HaMachlekes, and therefore he would be mechuyif to say Hallel along with them. However, Ramesha says that he should not make him bracha because it's betzina. People will not chap whether he makes a bracha or not. However, Zok Ramesha, if people were to chap that he did not make a bracha, for example, he's a shliach tzibur, or there's another way that the ilm would chap that he did not make a bracha. So then, Ramesha says that he's even allowed to make a bracha, not to be mishanim of neam achlekes. Taisus brings a raya from a Gemara. Ramesha brings a raya from a Gemara in Psachim. Daf Kovav, that Rav Asher came to a city on Shabbos morning, and he came to a city, and they were mechabim Shabbos morning to make Kiddush. He was unsure of whether they said the whole Nusach Kiddush again Shabbos morning, like we say Friday night, or not. And Rav Asher, he said the Hagafen slowly, and he paused, and he saw that some people sat down and they drank. So he understood that they did not say the whole Nusach on Shabbos morning. The Mashmoyis of the Gemara is that had that been their minik, he would have made a bracha, even though it's a chashash bracha of Atalah. Kal v'chaymez Dr. Meisha, over here, Brichas Ahal, where there are many Rishenim who hold that one does make a bracha. In the case of Ashi, that bracha was just a local minik in that particular place. Al Kopanim Zokra Meisha, that even was the gate to the din of Bracha of Atalah, one would have the halacha of Lo Yishanin Mipnei HaMachlekes, and therefore one would be able to make a bracha if it's not his minig to go ahead and make that bracha if he comes to a place where there is the minig. If he has no way to go ahead and not make that bracha without the Eilam Chapping. So again, if a person comes from a mokim where they are machmir to a place where they are mekel, so although me'ikar adin, he should be machmir bitzina, for example, like over here, by not making a bracha, if it would come to a chashash that people would find out and it could be a machlekes, then the halacha is that one is mekel even to the extent of going ahead and making a bracha levatala, a bracha which according to his minig, that bracha is not to be recited.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info at thehalachacenter.org.